All right, Steve Link, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty.
Tell me about Pfeiffer Auction.
Well, Pfeiffer's Auction, we're based out of Moorhead, Fargo-Moorhead area. We have 17 licensed real estate agents throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. We're licensed in Montana as well, too, in Wisconsin and Arizona. Our primary sector is in the ag and industrial. We sell farmland, real estate, equipment, farm equipment, industrial equipment, and we have a really good portfolio in our land management division where we manage property for owners.
You guys grew pretty significantly in the last 10 years, didn't you? I mean, it's talk about your growth over the last 10 years.
Yeah, you know, I was licensed 13 years ago and came on with Kevin at that time, Kevin Pfeiffer, and it's been a nice steady growth and exponentially growth here following actually the ag sector. It's been really good growth, really good positive people have come on board, and the success with our sales have helped that growth.
How's the egg prices been? Last time, I mean, there was a time where an acre of land was going for unbelievable amounts of money. Is land prices still, I want to say, higher than what people expect, or is it lower? Where are land prices at these days?
You know, land prices have tempered. In some areas, they've leveled off and flattened. Some places, they're down 10, 20, maybe even 30% off the high. It's really locally driven on how far the prices have either leveled off or gone down. If there's been land sales over the last 3 years and a lot of money has been spent, if it's marginal land, that seems to be taking more of a dip in prices compared to the top quality land. But there's always those sales that beat our expectations and people really are keying into something special as far as the quality of land, if it's farmland, if it's recreational property, where it's located, what aesthetics it has, the hunting aspects that it has on there. So people in this tighter market have become more educated. They look into the productivity indexes, they look into the financing and what the interest rates are going to be, and they're much more educated. They take their time on making those decisions. So there is farmland and ranch land moving pretty well. It's not the exuberance that it was even 2-3 years ago. Still strong in my opinion.
How's the Bowman office going? I know you guys opened an office in Bowman about 3-4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. I can't think of the specific timeline, but that was quite an investment from you, from your standpoint, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we put three quality people there with Andy Murnock and Jim Sabi running that office, and Allie Paulson kind of the backbone of that office. And so that has been just a star in our company, and good visibility there along 85, and they're strong in the community and strong in the region, and our sales have been fantastic there, both the land sales and equipment sales that we've had there.
All right, let's talk about this mineral sale you guys got coming up. First of all, is this pretty normal to have a mineral auction?
Well, we've done some in the past. We have not done one at this size. We got almost 450 mineral acres of producing acres in Montreal County. And I just got this on board here this last week. And so some of the details of when we're going to hold the sale are yet to come out. But I wanted to make sure during this time that people are aware that they're available. Yeah, it's really unusual to have this quality of minerals offered in this region and at this size. So I really expect there to be good interest in this, even with the down oil prices.
Well, now's the time to buy, because when oil prices go up, that's when the minerals will take off, huh?
Exactly. Be a contrarian and buy now when it's lower. So.
You guys have any other auctions coming up that you might want to note?
Yeah, in September 28th, we have a land sale of almost 2,000 acres just south of Watford City. And this is just a premier property. It's right along. I know everybody's driven Highway 85, has come over the hills. When you come from the south to the north, have come over the hills and looked at this land, because you're always looking for the big corn sheep and the mule deer and such. And this is a property that has everything, with a farmstead, farmland, a little bit of irrigation on it, or irrigation rights, the badlands, the aesthetics, the view. And we're going to offer that in 7 parcels, and people will be able to lump it together any way they want. And so both a person that's looking for a smaller 40-acre parcel, or the person that's looking for a full section, they're going to have that opportunity at this sale. So I'm really excited for that September 28th sale in Watford City. It's the Woody Watson Ranch. And some people may have know about that ranch because Woody Watson used to do barn dances in the barn on that place. And so there was probably a few folks that have been on that place, or maybe horseback ride in that area, and they'll know it really well once they look at the maps or drive down there and take a tour of it.
Anything else you want to mention? Pfeiffer Auction Realty, what you guys are about, or any final thoughts?
Pfeiffer's Auction Realty, like I said, we specialize in farmland sales and ranchland sales, and we'll have our fall Western North Dakota land sales this year again, and we're already booking land for that. So look for that, or if anybody's looking to liquidate their line of equipment or parcel, or just a few pieces off their equipment, call our Bowman office or call our Moorhead office and we can help you out. So we just have a fantastic group. Go to pifers.com, www.pifers.com, and check out what we have coming up, or get the contact information for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good enough. Yeah, that was a bad